Blog Talk Radio.
Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today it's all about Cleo's movie review. But with this movie review, we're going to talk about where you can score a lot of movies with Black Film Festivals. And some of the best Black Film Festivals we're going to list today, because it's just something you need to do, even something I participated in. What we have coming up here in Los Angeles is the Pan-African Film Festival, and that is a superb festival. We have the American Black Film Festival that we've already had. There is the Denton Black Film Festival. There are so many, but I'm going to list the top 10 Black Film Festivals where you can really, really get a show for Black cinema. Okay, and it is something that should be celebrated, something that I believe every city should participate in. Of course, like I said, we have the American Black Film Festival, we have the North Carolina Black Film Festival, the African Diaspora International Film Festival, of course, the Pan-African Film Festival, the San Francisco Black Film Festival, the Black Harvest Film Festival. There are so many. So if you are familiar with any of these film festivals, please let us know if you've participated in any of these film festivals, or you've thought about even starting a film festival in your city. This would be a magnificent time to do so, since everything is virtually now. Even if you're wanting to begin your world in film, I think one of the best ways to do it now is through documentary. And it's something that you can do in-house and still produce a magnificent film with magnificent cinematography and cuts. But using footage that is already obtained, or maybe just simply footage and a narration, which is awesome. But there are different styles of documentary films, and this is the best time to do so with those type of films, especially in the Black community, getting our story out with what's going on now with the current administration. We have first Black female vice president, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. We have so many things going on with the Black Lives Matter movement. These documentaries would be magnificent and can take off like it's nobody's business. So this is one of the best times to jump on board or get yourself started in this. Or if you feel like your life is worth telling people about, hey, I definitely want to recommend being a part of the Black Film Festival. Or if not anything if not for anything, starting your own, okay, people? It's one of the best, it would be one of the best things that you can do. Sometimes, in order to make an avenue for you, you have to create it. So if you think that's what you need to do, please, please let us know, okay? And you can call in at any time and talk to us about it at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And let us know what's going on with you in your Black Film Festival, okay? Or the thought of. Now, I'll continue with the the list of other Black Film Festivals. But if you are participating in a Black Film Festival this year, please let us know so we can highlight you and talk about the process of getting you started for a film festival in general. If you're going to do a short, if you're going to do a full-length feature film, is it a student film? There are so many ways to get yourself started with these Black Film Festivals. And we're trying to make sure you're provided with that from us as well, especially for women in film, because there's so few of us in the industry, period, and definitely even fewer African American women filmmakers. And it's nothing like something being viewed from the one of the female gaze. So we get to talk about that as well. Now, in case you hadn't seen it, we have our first film, the movie, The Walk. It is highlighting my life, my journey in my career, hair, makeup, film, all of that. And we talk about everything under the sun. Nothing is left out. Everything gets just due. And I really, really hope you all like it. We have the first part of our soundtrack. I hope you like that. We've been getting a great response from it from on Reverb Nation. We're growing our fans. People are definitely in the groove with that. And I'm so proud of that. I don't know what to do. So it was worth the time and worth the wait. But as we said, the first Black film festivals were the American Black Film Festival, which was created by Jeffrey Friday in 1997. The North Carolina Black Film Festival, the African Diaspora International Film Festival. The Pan-African Film Festival, which was established in 1982, the San Francisco Black Film Festival, the Black Harvest International, this is number six, the Black Harvest International Film Festival, which since its inception since 1994, the Cascade Festival of African Film. Number seven and number eight, the New York African Film Festival. And number nine, the Urban Film Festival. And number 10, Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival. And you just let us know if you've heard of any of these before. It's worth your time and worth the wait. So we want to make sure that you're aware of these awesome, amazing Black film festivals. And we can get you information on how you should get started in such. So please feel free to email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or give us a call, like I said before, at 563-999-3596 to join in the conversation. And remember, we're on all social media, which is on Twitter as CM Studios, Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Instagram, Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We are here in Facebook, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Cleopatra Memphis for our makeup department and cosmetics line. I want to give a shout out to everyone because we were number one and sold out of our products for Valentine's Day. So thank you so much for supporting us because our proceeds go to the arts. So until next time, people, I want you to simply be great.